This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live. Back for hour number two. We do 3 hours every night. 365 days a year, which I think is pretty cool.
How many men can say that?
Exactly. 3 hours a day, 365 days a year. Well, I'm one of those guys that can say that. But unfortunately for me, because I love doing the show, it's not me every night. We've got a whole collection of hosts and co-hosts who filter through these three chairs and offer their points of view and their aspects. One thing I did want to tell you about, though, is Bitcoin.com. Bitcoin.com is your premier source for everything Bitcoin Cash related. Bitcoin.com can help you choose a Bitcoin Cash wallet, buy Bitcoin Cash, and show you where you can spend your Bitcoin Cash. You can read your latest news or engage with the community on the forums. Learn more about it at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com. And the first hour, we discussed this apparent win for freedom in Denver, where they have sort of decriminalized the use of psychedelic mushrooms, psilocybin.
Yay!
And they've basically told their police, and we're going to get the details on that. Maybe we can discuss it here a little bit later. But they have told their police to just leave them alone. And we discussed how does one tell that someone's on mushrooms? How does one tell that someone is using them or is carrying them or anything else? It just makes little sense. But we're going to go to the phones because we have somebody who is interested in proposing a counter-argument to drug legalization. Listening on TuneIn, we have Matthew from Louisiana. Matthew, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
So, the argument I always hear about the legalization of all drugs, the counter-argument is that it will cause what you see in Seattle, which if you know anything about the situation in Seattle, it's basically a disaster. It makes
Well, the only question about Seattle with respect to the war on drugs, though, is did the war on drugs cause Seattle to become like that, or did the war on drugs fail to prevent it? Because it did one of the two, so that's not an argument against legalization.
Well, the thing is, I don't think that they enforce the war on drugs very well in Seattle. It's hard for me to... I was watching this one-hour-long YouTube thing about that, and basically, people are afraid that if you legalize heroin, you're going to have a society full of homeless...
Kind of like Switzerland Switzerland's a great example. So Switzerland basically has completely decriminalized the use of heroin. They have opened up their healthcare system to treating addicts, and as a result, addiction has dropped. And last I checked, unless you guys know something I don't know, Switzerland's still a pretty nice place to visit, a lot nicer than downtown Seattle.
Oh, yeah, well, every place is better than downtown Seattle. So how long has Switzerland had the decriminalization of all drugs?
Well, I think in specifically, I'm only going to speak to heroin. That's something that Switzerland did. But the point being
is... It was Portugal that decriminalized all drugs.
Yes. Again,
and there's no point talking about Portugal as an economic model because their economy has been toast forever.
Right, but
they're socialists. Their economy will forever be toast.
The things that they do have going for them are lower drug usage among the young. So this thing that everybody was scared would happen, my God, children are going to start doing drugs. That never happened. Addiction rates would skyrocket. That never happened. And overall, crime has gone down because they've really robbed a black market of their ability to use violence and things like that. So
who pays for the Who pays for the addiction treatment that is issued by the Swiss healthcare?
You do understand that it's cheaper not to actually pay for the addiction treatments than it is to lock people in jail, right? Like, you're better off going after treatment if you're, like, I'm not in favor of paying for any of it, but it's so much cheaper to pay for treatment than it is, as a society as a whole, than it is to pay to lock them up. I mean, it's just,
there's a TED talk that you need to listen to, bro. It's called "Everything That You Think You Know About Addiction Is Wrong," and that's the. Have you ever experienced the? Have you ever encountered the rat experiments that started the war on drugs? Do you know how this all started?
No, I have not. But I do know that there was a lot of brigading by the progressive news media back in the day.
Well, the progressive news media progressed us right into the drug war.
They had a hand in it. But the rat experiments that Rich is referring to... is this the happy rats and the sad rats you're referring to?
Basically, they took a bunch of rats, they locked them up in, I'll do the exposition for the radio audience, because not everybody knows. They took rats, they locked them in cages, and they gave them a water bottle and a second water bottle that also had heroin or cocaine in it.
Right.
And the rats invariably used the heroin and cocaine until they died. And people said, oh, my God, if you give people heroin or cocaine, they'll use it until they die. We have to make this stuff illegal. Well, the difference between people and these rats is most people are not in cages. So they did a second experiment where they built an environment that was natural for rats, where they had other rats to play with, and they had rat toys, and they could have rat sex. And
socialize with other rats.
And socialize with other rats. Not in the economic sense. We're not advocating rat Stalinism or anything here. But they should be able to play with the other rats voluntarily. And what they found is in the case of Rat Park, which is what they called that, none of the rats used the heroin addiction. None of the rats died of overdoses. They would occasionally use it, and it was no big deal. Just like...
Okay.
So what we've got is a problem of people who are disconnected from society.
That's good to know. So now the last question I have to ask, and I don't know if you have the answer. I might have to look it up. Did the Swiss GDP fall like a rock when they decriminalized heroin?
Switzerland is one of the wealthiest countries in the world, and their economy is one of the strongest. So I don't know what experience you could possibly attribute that, other than it, by Swiss accounts, it seems to have made the country a better place to live, a safer place to live.
Now tell
That's
me this, would our GDP be higher or lower if instead of the war on drugs we had gotten a $1 trillion tax cut?
I think it would probably be better if
we didn't
have the war on drugs.
I'm with you.
My own opinion is it's expensive. We maintain a lot of people in prisons. And now people are like, well, let's just toss them out of prison. Great, you kept them in prison for 20 years. They can't do anything now. They're old, and now you're going to toss them out of prison when they're, you know, they're basically,
they're institutionalized.
That's the only life they've known.
Yeah, and it's sad. Matthew, thanks for your call.
The people who have done that to addicts, to sick people, who have warehoused them in prisons for decades, those people should be tried for crimes against humanity in The Hague. Because that they declared a war on their own people for no reason except politics.
Right, and that can be the only people you are declaring a war on. It doesn't matter what the government calls it. They can call it a war on poverty was a war on the poor. A war on drugs was basically a war against everyone. And you are all in the government's crosshairs until proven innocent. Have fun with that. 855-450-FREE. We're happy to talk drug talk or whatever else is on your mind. Give us a call, 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you concerned the values that made America great are no longer taught in schools? Well, I am, so I got my son the Tuttle Twins children's book series.
My name is Jack, and I'm 11, and I just finished the Tuttle Twins series. It taught me about liberty, free market, economics, and entrepreneurship.
Give all the young people in your life a chance at reason and clear thought, because they're not going to get it at school. There are 9 books in the series, and each one teaches a set of ideas that children aren't getting elsewhere. Go to TuttleTwins.com and use coupon code FTL to get 40% off. That's TuttleTwins.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Business owners, you want more customers? Accept cryptocurrencies. There's people all around you just waiting to spend money at your store. If only you would take it. I know, you've been waiting till someone else makes it easy. Well, good news. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com adds Bitcoin to your point of sale. Totally free. Use the same equipment you already have, now with Bitcoin. And unlike credit cards, there's no fees. Let the guys at HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com bring new customers to your store. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com.
Go to TheMorganReport.com and receive updates and insights you'll not find anywhere else on the web. You will discover how to grow and protect your wealth under all market conditions. The free Morgan Report provides interviews, webinars, question and answer sessions, plus mind-blowing videos. As David Morgan says, let my passion create your wealth. TheMorganReport.com. TheMorganReport.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio, you have myself, Chris.
Nobody.
And Wade.
And when? This is just fun. I need a new name, evidently. Everybody's mixing it up tonight, and that's okay. You can mix it up, too, by giving us a call. Again, that number is 855-450-FREE. You can also hit us up on Discord. Discord is a pretty cool little app. You can load on your phone, load it on your laptop, load it on your PC, your Mac, and using your high-speed internet and your quality microphone, you can contact us, be on the radio, and sound like you're sitting here with us in the studio, and we love using it, and we love taking your calls however they come in. You can also watch us. You can watch us on DLive, which is a new streaming application. It's a streaming website. You can go to DLive.LRN.FM, and you can actually watch us here in studio and all the fun it is to watch us do our show. Some people seem to think it's fun because we do get some people in there watching us. And DLive is kind of unique because they're really trying to do this monetization of content. They're paying content providers to provide, and that's something that there's been a lot of controversy around YouTube demonetizing people that produce content. And as a result, PewDiePie, who is the top earner on YouTube, the guy has like 94 million subscribers, has moved over to DLive, and that's pretty cool. You can also check us out on Twitch at twitch.lrn.fm. Either of those platforms, we're always streaming, so you can check us out as we do our show. But right now, we want to go to the phones where we've got Tom. He's listening on freetalklive.com. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, on Tuesday evening in Nashua City Hall, there was a committee hearing about a bill that got amended about raising the minimum age for buying cigarettes and smokeless e-cigarettes.
And real quickly, that is in New Hampshire, correct? Tom, you're calling us from New Hampshire?
Nashua, New Hampshire.
Nashua, New Hampshire, okay.
The Board of Aldermen amended it and sent it back to committee. So I spoke to address the committee Tuesday evening because one of the factors about the nanny state is that they're able to live deep in denial and be unaware. They can manage to be unaware of the hostility that nanny state politicians incite by inflicting these laws on persons who do not consent to them.
Okay,
even
so
as,
to be clear,
I address the committee. Yeah.
To be clear, in the state of New Hampshire, I believe state law says that if you're 18 years or older, you can buy tobacco products. That includes, you know, cigarettes, pipe tobacco, cigars, e-cigarettes, vape. You know, like vaping and stuff like that. Correct.
Yeah.
That's the state.
Correct.
And what they're trying to do in some towns, the city of Keene, New Hampshire included, is to address this epidemic.
Wait, what?
Hold on. Let me get this out with a straight face. To address this epidemic of young children vaping all over the place. And they do that by raising this age to 21, because if you raise the age to 21, that will address the horrifying addiction of a 10-year-old with a vape.
Quick, somebody panic!
Well, not just that, but I see I discussed the hostility that they incite because when they raised the drinking age to 20 when I was 19, I heard all of the usual same garbage about how, you know, drinking, like smoking during pregnancy, harms the baby. So let's impose this law on men under that age, but not on pregnant women who are over that age because their rights matter. And as some of the victims counterfeit the official identification documents of your government to defeat your nanny state efforts, some politicians don't get it. Even as some of the victims literally flee the country during spring break for the sole purpose of drinking booze where enemy officers cannot touch them, those nanny state politicians still don't get it. Well, check this out. It's been noted, of course, that they're old enough to go into the service, but they're also old enough not to go into the service. And why should they join the National Guard to protect your life and your property when you won't even vote to protect their right to liberty? And after Hurricane Katrina, in fact, in 2005, a lot of people in New Orleans suffered and perished waiting for the National Guard to rescue them. And the day could come when a natural disaster should strike Nashua, and some of you could find yourself suffering and perishing for want of National Guardsmen as a consequence of the hostility that you maliciously incite by inflicting this hate crime, this nanny state law, on them against their will. And if that should happen, it serves you right.
Exactly. I couldn't agree with you more.
Let me point out that, see, they're deep in denial about the hostility because of the practice of being respectful when people are addressing politicians. It's the habit of the custom to be respectful even as the politicians are using gun-toting goons in bulletproof vests as weapons of unprovoked violence against the citizen. The citizen addressing the politician is supposed to be respectful. Well, no more Mr. Nice Guy. You know, we got to abandon Mr. Nice Guy. We got to tell it like it is. Oh, by the way, if you enjoy that warm feeling, see, I didn't say this one that time, but if you enjoy that warm feeling you get by imposing all this nanny state protection on persons who don't consent to it, don't forget that you can get a warmer feeling by pouring gasoline all over yourself and lighting a match. See, that's another line that I'll use later.
I honestly don't think that's a bad idea for a lot of politicians. Tom, thank you for your call. But he brings up some interesting points. I mean, the one that strikes me close, I mean, I joined the military at the tender young age of 18 and promptly went back home on leave and promptly got a minor in possession of alcohol. You know, it was like, so one of my first acts after basic training was to get busted for having a beer, which I had been having a beer on post for months.
But you fought for my freedom.
I didn't fight for anything, but the idea that, you know, yes, you can sign up, yes, you can go to war, yes, you can get killed, but you cannot have a cigarette, you cannot have a drink, just strikes me as absurd. Now, to extrapolate that a little further, and you can move on down the age limit, what makes 18 a magic age? You know, what magical thing occurs at 18 other than the state says, we have picked an arbitrary number, and this is the number we choose.
It is arbitrary, and not only that, but they try to extend it to 21. And they can. And the argument they frequently will use is, "Well, your brain's not, you know, these children's brains are not developed."
Right.
Well, the problem is that the brain keeps developing, and so you can use this argument to the point that you're talking about somebody who's 28.
Yes.
I mean, are we going to say you can't drive you can't drive until you're 28? Or you can't smoke until you're 28? You can't drink until you're 28? You can't make any kind of decision for yourself until you're 28? I mean, this is just ridiculous.
Yes, but that
your brain
is the
doesn't
trend.
Stop changing until you start dying.
That's a good point. What do you think? Is 18 a reasonable number, or is it arbitrary? Chris Wade will argue that it's an arbitrary number.
Absolutely.
Picked out of thin air. You got a problem with that? Take it up with him, because we want to hear your argument. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says on Thursday that President Trump intends to nominate Patrick Shanahan to become the U.S. Secretary of Defense following his time as acting secretary. Vice President Mike Pence is in Minnesota, where he promised the United States is negotiating hard with China when it comes to trade.
There's a Chinese delegation at the White House negotiating to level the playing field and open the doorway to more American products and free, fair, and reciprocal trade. The truth of the matter is, The days of undermining American manufacturing and undercutting American workers are over.
A powerful storm system is triggering flash flooding and tornadoes across the Deep South. The two-day outbreak of severe weather has spawned at least 20 tornadoes from Texas to Louisiana. The National Weather Service says heavy rainfall is expected along the western Gulf Coast through Saturday. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's our toll-free number, 855-450-3733. We'd love to hear from you, and if you're one of those people that's been hearing about the rising price of Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies, I recommend Edge Wallet. The Edge Wallet is available on iOS and Android. You can use it to buy, sell, trade, and secure your cryptocurrencies. It's user-controlled. You own your own money. Support for Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Stellar, many more. This is built by a veteran team that's been building since 2014, and they believe that security is your freedom. You can find out more by visiting edge.app. That's edge.app. And this is Chris in studio with Nobody and Wade. Do I have these pseudonyms correct tonight?
That's what we're going by tonight.
That's right. my nom de jour.
Nom de jour. Okay. Well, that's good. Here's another gentleman who may need a nom de jour. Jim Ficken, at least when they send him fines, from the city of, man, this is in Florida, and I am, it looks like it's Duned In. Anybody from Florida? Nope, never spent time.
I lived in Florida.
Ever hear of a town called Duned In? Well, this
Dunedin.
This is that what it is?
Yeah, Dunedin, Florida.
Yep, there you go. Okay, it all makes sense now. I see. I keep seeing like the app Tuned In. I assume that Dunedin would be pronounced the same way.
Well, it probably looked as unfamiliar when you read it as it sounded when you said it.
Man! But Jim Ficken's got a problem. He's about to be foreclosed on. And any guesses as to how many years he must have gone without paying his taxes?
I bet you it wasn't that many.
I'll bet he just didn't pay his fines for not taking care of his lawn. Dunedin's like that.
Really? Is that your guess?
That's my guess.
Okay. That wouldn't surprise me.
Well, he's exactly right. A Florida man facing foreclosure on his house due to fines over the height of the grass in his yard. The city of Dunedin moved to foreclose on resident Jim Ficken's home after Ficken racked up more than $29,000 in fines because his grass exceeded the 10 inches the city allows. Ficken, 69, is fighting back suing the city over what he and his attorneys with the Institute for Justice call abusive and excessive fines. Ficken and his attorneys told Fox 13 he amassed the fines during a 57 weeks. That would be a long time. That'd be over a year. No, he amassed these fines over a 57-day period.
What?
Last summer, while he was out of town, settling his late mother's estate.
Wow.
They said Ficken hired a friend to cut the grass during that time, but the friend passed away unexpectedly.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
The yard is now up to city code. Quote, the grass did what grass does, and a code inspector saw it was more than 10 inches, the city allowed, and Jim was officially on the hook. Unquote, said Andrew Ward, one of Ficken's attorneys.
Just because the grass was taller on the other side of the fence.
Over 10 inches. Ficken, who is retired and lives on a fixed income, was fined $500 per day, totaling nearly $30,000.
So if they catch you with over 10 inches, they're just going to bend you over and give you 10 inches of their own.
Something like that.
Wow.
He claimed he wasn't aware of the fines until they were already out of control. The city on Tuesday began moving to foreclose on Ficken's house. Quote, we're arguing in our lawsuit that limitless fines are, in fact, unconstitutional.
So yeah, they are unconstitutional.
Another of Ficken's attorneys.
Yeah, does anybody know what it is? I forget what the...
I want to say the Eighth Amendment, but I could be wrong.
The Eighth Amendment is against cruel and unusual punishment. The problem is...
I believe that talks about excessive fines.
Cruel punishment isn't prohibited if it isn't unusual. And cruel punishment is the norm these days, so I don't know if anything can be considered cruel and unusual.
Well, I think that it's still worth what you want to do, if you were to argue this constitutionally, would argue that... $500 a day fines because your lawn is long is not grounds for taking someone's home. And you
I mean, the founding fathers would be stacking bodies right now. No, let me not say it's not
seriously?
Grounds.
Seriously?
And the
Eighth Amendment reads, excessive bail shall not be required, nor excessive fines, nor cruel or unusual punishments inflicted.
Yeah, I mean, I have a hard time imagining that any jury would find somebody guilty for a period of 60 days having not cut their lawn at $500 a day. I mean, that's just, how is that not cruel and unusual?
Well, juries don't ordinarily know what the punishment is, and
well,
also
they would in this case if they were...
Commonly,
that would be part of the defense. They would know. They would know because it's part of the defense. They'd have to know because they couldn't make a decision on whether or not it's cruel or unusual without that information.
Well, there may not even be a jury, and it's not the jury's determination whether a thing is cruel and unusual. The way it works is you have to fight it to the Supreme Court. And
right.
Most people can't afford to do that if the state
That's
has already
too.
Taken all their money.
Yeah, and there was just a recent case of the gentleman who was caught with heroin. In his car, he was going to sell it. It was something like $400 worth of heroin. And the police seized this under civil asset forfeiture and took a $42,000 Land Rover. And he successfully argued to the U.S. Supreme Court that taking a $42,000 vehicle for $400 worth of, you know, it was a... Grade A misdemeanor, I think.
Class A.
Class A. Whatever.
Grade A misdemeanor.
Forgive my poor understanding of the criminal justice system because I've successfully avoided it for quite some time.
Yeah,
but the idea,
not so much.
Yeah. But this idea
say that again.
But again, that you could take, take a $40,000 vehicle for $400 worth of heroin. Go ahead, Rich.
It's not like I didn't steer into it for a while, though.
I hear you. So in this case, over inch, basically for this guy's grass being greater than 10 inches in height, violates a city ordinance, therefore $500 in fines. All the time he's
I'll
not
bet you
even
$500 the guy who wrote that law has less than 10 inches.
Please, Rich, come on. that's the level we have sunk to.
Have we? I don't know.
That's the same level we're on every show. But this idea that this is reasonable, I mean, how could government even, how do you answer this charge with a straight face? I just don't know how you could do
this. That's why I answer it with absurdity.
Right.
It is in itself an absurdity. I don't know if it deserves a straight answer.
Yeah. Ficken and his legal team said they will take the case all the way to the Supreme Court if that's what it takes. Quote, Lord. It's outrageous being fined this amount for being tardy cutting your grass. Now, keep in mind, 57 days. That's right. How long the guy didn't cut his grass because he was not there.
Yeah, you know, I can understand, like, a fine that is a lot, like $500 a month, maybe. It still seems ridiculous to me, but
it does.
I could see that being in the realm of, like, okay, reasonable for some ridiculous fine that they're trying to get force people to do something. But $500 a day?
$500 a day.
Even $500 a month. That's more than some people pay in rent in Florida.
Why didn't they just cut the stupid grass and bill the person for it? I mean,
that's a good point. So let's see what the city says. Quote, Mr. Ficken was cited for repeated violations on his rental property, unquote, the city said in a statement. We're going to tell you the rest of the government's excuse for fining an elderly gentleman $500 a day for not cutting his grass for 57 days, and now they want to take his house. Is that right? Do you think
absolutely not.
Government is... I'm looking for somebody to take up the side of the government here. 855-450-FREE.
Call it if you agree.
This is Free Talk Live.
Would you like to hang out with Penn Jillette? He's keynoting Freedom Fest this year. I, for one, am thrilled. Freedom Fest is the largest liberty-oriented gathering in the world. They take a Big Ten approach with libertarians, conservatives, liberals, anarchists, capitalists, and just open-minded people mingling together to hear real debates, share real solutions, and converse freely. This year's theme is the Wild West, a time of liberty and opportunity, or a time of anarchy and violence. Maybe both. Go to freedomfest.com/FTL and get your tickets now. freedomfest.com/FTL. Not convinced yet? Hey, I understand. It's a high-end event. Even with coupon code FTL50. Sure, you're likely to receive investment advice that'll make that sum seem paltry, but I have something special for you. Go to freedomfest.com/FTL and you'll get the 5 best speeches from last year for free. Call it a test drive. Do yourself a favor and go to freedomfest.com/FTL. freedomfest.com/FTL. Use coupon code FTL50 for a discount.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for Mom and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows.
Mm-hmm.
Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's our toll-free number. That's how you can pick up your phone and get in touch with us. That's 855-450-3733. And we'd love to hear about you. We've been discussing a story out of Florida where a Florida man, I hate stories that start with the words Florida man.
Florida man, the world's most helpless and irresponsible superhero.
Well, in this case, a 69-year-old Florida man leaves town for a 57-day period. He contacts one of his friends to take care of his lawn while he's gone, who unfortunately passes away. When he returns, he realizes that the city has fined him for this 57-day period $500 a day and is now moving to foreclose on him for back payment of $29,000 in fines.
This was not a Florida man story. This was a Florida government story.
That's a good point, but
it should have followed the government the standard properly by saying Florida government fines man for leaving his lawn unmowed and then tries to take his house.
And before I want to read their statement because this is their insanity. This is their insane excuse. Quote: Mr. Ficken was cited by. Mr. Ficken was receipted for repeated violations on his rental property, the city said in a statement to Fox 13 News. On Tuesday, May 7th, 2019, the city of Dunedin. The city of Dunedin code enforcement.
It sounds like Dunedin.
Right. I'm Dunedin. The city of Dunedin. Code Enforcement Board authorized the city's attorney's office to file foreclosure actions after resolution of the case could not be agreed upon by Mr. Ficken. What kind of agreement did you want? Okay, we're going to take your house away if you don't pay us, what, $25,000? It's just over your uncut grass.
Yeah.
Really?
It's just flat robbery.
It is. It is of the highest order. Let's see. Authorized the city's attorney to file foreclosure actions after resolution of the case could not be agreed upon with Mr. Ficken. The city attorney's office has not had an opportunity to review litigation filed by Mr. Ficken, and as such, no comment at this juncture. Unbelievable. So do you...
Florida government, the world's most helpless and irresponsible government.
Much better. Do you, dear listener, do you believe that you own your home? If you're a homeowner, do you believe that you actually own it? let me offer you an experiment. Go for a couple years without paying your property taxes.
Ooh.
Don't pay some fines, whatever you want, and see if you actually own that land. You do not own it. And taking somebody's home is absolutely absurd. I don't care if this is a rental property. It's something the guy worked for. And this kind of thing kind of gets in my crop. We're going to go to the phones where we've got Peter. He's listening.
Are they taking the property owner's property and not? It's a rental, right? So if they're not taking his property, they're taking.
They are taking that his. It's a rental property that this gentleman owns.
That he rents out to other people. Oh, I thought he was the one renting. Okay.
Right. In either case, we're going to the phones where we've got Peter calling in from Washington, D.C. Peter, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes. I just wanted to talk about the possibility of Jacob Hornberger's nomination to become the president to run in the 2020 election within the Libertarian Party. And just for some background, I am a full, anarcho-capitalist, like, the great Lysander Spooner, Mary Rothbard, Hans Hoppe. And so I don't, in my view, I think that the state, the federal government, and for that matter, state governments, are a bunch of thugs, gangsters, and, murderers. But I think Jacob Hornberger, who actually, I just read an article about him. He's great on stuff like the CIA, the stuff they do and, behind the door, interventions that have been going on since the 50s, since it was created until now, all under the guise of, so-called national security. And Jacob Hornberger is great on that. He's willing to get rid of the CIA. And he's willing to get rid of the Federal Reserve. He's willing to just shrink the size of government. And that's something that I think that we haven't seen from any presidential nominee in the Libertarian Party. I sure didn't see that for Gary Johnson and especially his war hawk buddy, Bill Weld. Those guys are not genuine libertarians. If anything, they're leftists.
No, hold on, hold on. Now, I saw Bill Weld say that he's a libertarian for life. I'm being facetious.
Well, Weld aside, because Weld was never the presidential nominee.
I know.
You don't have to argue everything you believe when you're running for office. As a matter of fact, if you want to get anything done, you should not. Now, some people would ask me for proof of that. Well, the proof of that is in the fact that the socialists have gotten just about everything they wanted, but they did it not for shouting for a full government takeover of the economy, but by nibbling at it and nibbling at it and nibbling at it and being absolutely relentless in nibbling at our freedom and replacing it with government.
Rich, there's a huge difference when you're talking about the difference between the socialists and the libertarians. The libertarians make up probably 2% of the population. The socialists have a big chunk of it because most people,
and I'm telling
most
you how
people
they
are
got
emotional,
that way.
They're not logical and rational.
Now, I'm telling you how they got that way.
Now, I see where you're both coming from, and the problem is incrementalism. It's easy to just take a little win, and libertarians are famous for, like, trumpeting little wins because they're important.
Right. Well, because there's two choices. There's incrementalists with little wins, and then there's purists with big losses.
Right.
And little wins are better than big losses.
So, Peter, besides his views on national security, is there anything else on Jacob Hornberger's position list that you particularly like?
I think he's good. And just for background, I think he works for the Future Foundation of Freedom. I think that's
correct.
What the organization is called.
Yep, you can find out more at fff.org.
Right. And I think he's brilliant, like I said, on stuff like the Federal Reserve and just handling the unseen issue of the entitlement bubble.
Right.
And obviously, that's something that's really going to affect us Americans, because it will eventually cause a sovereign debt crisis. And of course, if the Federal Reserve tries to handle the issue, well, then consequently, we will have a currency crisis.
Right.
And so I think it's important to avoid people like Johnson and Weld, who aren't principled, who really don't have a background in Austrian school economics. I see them more as leftist libertarians. But as an anarchist, if Hornberger runs, I'm behind him, and I think us as anarchists, we should also support Hornberger, who is a principled man.
Well, thank you for your call, Jacob. It's interesting to see who the Libertarians may put forth. The party as a whole has never had a lot of success in national politics.
No,
they have not. And part of that
is any chance of the Libertarian Party having any success in national politics, because you're talking about a group of people that, for the most part, are based. They vote based on emotion. They're not voting on anything other than emotion.
Right.
Well, but you've got two problems there. You've got a group of people that vote based on emotion. And then you have another group of people that's trying to fight for liberty, but refuses to accept the fact that people vote based on emotion and act accordingly by appealing to them when necessary based on emotion.
Yeah.
Because you have to have enough sheep on your side if you want to start a stampede.
Can I posit that there was
you're talking about
time?
A futile action here. There's no point to getting people, winning people over based on emotion. You're just going to lose the overall war.
And that's what's been happening for most of my lifetime.
Right.
Winning them all not winning them over at all means losing the war faster.
Is there any logic left in American politics? Does anyone actually look at issues, or do we do things simply based on emotion? 855 450 free. Stay tuned for hour number three, where we will talk.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.